البنات كامل شابين وعندهم مزهر عندهم شعر طويل ويروحوا للبحر يلبسوا غير في الحطات ويروحوا للسهرات وانا كي تجي دالتي لا 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 وانا من صباح العشية نخدم في الشغل اللي يجي يحقر فيا وعليا يتمهبل وكرات مغسيل معن الحوايج والحديد نطيب ونعجن خايفة على حليب لا يفيد يا لو كان جيت سلسلات مساكن طمعات تجي واحد يديهم فوق عود ابيض رفد الورد واخويا خارج فيا كي يشوفوني تقلق يضل يعاس فيا على والو يتقلق كاشن عنا ربطو كي يكون غارق في المنام في بير غمق نحطو خطر يخاف مضلام
Hello, hello, and welcome. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Emotional Bangers Episode 3, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
We are your hosts, Bailey and Kerim.
Yes.
And we are back yet for another episode of Emotional Bangers, which
we
had a
back.
1 week break.
Yeah. Yes, 1 week homework break. It's been emotional.
Yeah.
It's been stressful.
Yeah. Like, Emotional Bangers wasn't on, but don't think we were not emotional.
No.
Yeah.
It was still emotional.
But yeah, great to have you back, Bailey. Last week was a bit difficult.
No, it was for me too. We both had the same technical difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, now everything is perfectly fine. Yeah, I couldn't hear myself over the headphones last week, but
same.
It's fine.
But now we're pros. Now we know.
Yeah, and Jasper is also always here to help.
Yes, shout out to Jasper.
Yep. Okay. We started with a song from Algeria, and our singer is Suad Massi. With her song Samira Meskina.
So what does this mean?
Actually, you know what? I really should have checked that, but I forgot.
Oh, okay. We have Google at our hands.
I don't want to guess, but it's in Arabic, and I think Meskina means poor, but...
I like this. Like this song a lot, especially for... Like, I'd add this to a fall playlist.
Uh-huh.
An emotional.
Yeah, I will look into that.
but yeah, was this an emotional banger?
Yes.
You're asking me.
Yes. Yeah, we both agree that this is emotional.
But not necessarily a banger.
Yeah, not necessarily a banger.
But then, what constitutes a banger in music?
You first put in this definition in the first episode where we were playing like Celine Dion, Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
They have this background tunes that like really bangs, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but this was a very soft song. So.
Yeah, this is more indie. I feel like a banger would have to be more pop, more...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, more like a pop song.
Upbeat.
Yeah. Yes, beat was the word I was looking for. Yeah. The bangers that are the songs that have some beats in the background that keep coming back. We will hear some of them.
Yeah, we'll hear some examples.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, how have you been? How was your last week?
How have I been? Well, got an exam done.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't know, it's just weird taking exams again. Like, I haven't taken exams in a while since my undergrad, and then it was COVID. So it's been a while, but I did an exam on my symphonic literature class. And yeah, it's really hard, especially when, because I don't play in the orchestra normally. And I feel like it's easy to know the pieces that I've played before. It's like really easy because you go through it all the time. But for this, I listened to specific excerpts that I thought would be on the test and like listened to those over and over. But all the pieces are really long. So it's like I can't listen to the whole piece over and over. And so all of the like excerpts that I thought would be on the exam weren't on the exam. So then when I did get the excerpt in the exam, I was like, okay, I know what this is from, but like I can't call to mind because it's not exactly what it was. So
did you need to like name the piece in the exam?
So you get the little excerpt. He plays excerpt. It's about like 30 seconds or less, not even. And then you name the composer, the piece, the movement, the date it was composed, which is a hard one for me.
Never
remember. That's, in the moment I stress out, I can't ever remember.
A lot of details.
Yeah, but there was an emotional banger on that exam. I would say Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony classifies as an emotional banger.
It sounds really familiar. Does it have a very famous piece in the Fifth Symphony? I know Shostakovich's Second Waltz, right? It's very famous. But the Fifth piece, does it have any very famous, like, used in the movie or some kind of those kind of things?
I can't think of any movies it's in.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But no, we can search it up while we play the next song.
But just like in today's episode, I have some pieces of songs that are related to the movies, TV series, or the books that I liked. So we can discuss further, like not about this Shostakovich piece, but movies and other things, other pieces of art that we like, popular art.
Yeah, I'm curious to know because I didn't really know. When you sent me the playlist, I didn't really know any of the songs.
So, like, the next song, next two songs, for example, that I'm going to play are from my childhood days. But the reason that I picked them is I used to listen to the radio quite a lot when I was a child. And these are the songs that I got familiar with. I heard for the first time on the radio. So I wanted to bring them up here again. So the song that I'm going to play right now, Happy Ending by Mika, a Lebanese artist. It was my favorite song on the radio. And back then, it was very difficult for me to catch the name of the song because it either played on a ghost mix or I missed the part where the DJ said the song's name and the internet wasn't that
So it was lost.
Common. Yeah. So, like, it was very difficult to find out the name of the song. So in order to listen to that again, I should be radio listening to the radio. Right. It wasn't that easy to access the songs for me as it is today.
But now, how did you discover the song again?
At some point I found out the name.
You just found out,
either I found out the name or just caught some lyrics and looked it up online.
Yes.
I don't remember exactly. I was like sixth grade. I will do this one.
Queens.
So let's hear Happy Ending by Mika.
This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the way that we love, like it's forever. Then live the rest of our life, but not together.
In the morning, stumble on my life. Can't get no love without sacrifice. If anything should happen, I guess I wish you well. A little bit of heaven, but a little bit of hell. This is the hardest story that I've ever told. No hope, love, or glory, happy endings gone forevermore.
No hope, no love, no glory, no happy end.
things on my mind. Can't get no rest, keep walking around. If I pretend that nothing ever went wrong, I can get to my sleep, I can think that we just carried on. This is the hardest story that I've ever told. No hope of love or glory, happy endings gone forevermore. Oh, feel as if I'm wasted. And I'm wasted every day.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to a fill-in show named Emotional Bangers by your hosts Bailey and Kerim. You just heard Happy Ending by Mika, a very old classic. Like, it's not very old, but it's old now. It's like, okay, it belongs to the first half of my life right now, so I can say it's old. How did you like it?
I like that one.
Yeah. Like, we were describing it as a crescendo.
Okay, yeah. It's got a good build, which is important. I was saying it's important for an emotional banger.
Yes.
Must have a proper build up towards a triumphant coda. Similar to Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony.
Okay. Shostakovich's.
But the reason that emotional bangers hit so hard is that, like, the chorus comes back, but it's, like...
More powerful,
even more,
right?
Epic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and then it's, like...
Like, Ravel's Bolero. kind of. It's the only crescendo I know.
It builds up.
Yeah, but can you define the crescendo? Because you are the classical music expert here.
Crescendo, I guess, like, the actual... meaning of crescendo is like a build up in volume, so you get louder. But a crescendo could also be like things are building, like things are culminating towards a big moment. Things are getting bigger. But if I like looked at a little crescendo on piece of music, I would take that as, okay, I'm gonna start to play louder, or at least like play with more intensity, but usually just build the volume louder.
Okay, I understand. So this was my favorite song on the radio when I was a child.
Nice.
And I listen to these kind of songs all the time on the radio.
Cool. Yeah, I'd never heard this one either.
Yeah, it's really nice. So my next song is also from the radio. And I don't know if you remember, in the first episode of Emotional Bangers, I was playing a Lorena McKinnon piece, Marco Polo.
Yeah.
And I accidentally played that song and Christina Perry's 1,000 Years at the same time.
At that moment, we were like, whoa. Yeah.
At that moment, I thought like a Christina Perry song should be on my next playlist. And not that one, because like I think this one that I'm going to play is, I like that one more. I'm not going to say much, but it's called Jar of Hearts. You heard that before?
I like never really listened to it, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. This also is from my radio hood when I was a child. When I was listening to only radio, not the MP3 songs or my own playlists from that time.
Yeah, I was a fan of Christina Perry for a while when she got famous from like the Breaking Dawn movies, Twilight. Uh-huh. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Christina. And I think I might have learned one of her songs on the piano at some point.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. So you play the piano as well?
Yes, I started on piano. Okay. When I started music like long time ago when I was a kid. And
everything's fine.
I took a couple of my Royal Conservatory exams, but then I think my certificate is expired now, so I need to take the exam again.
You need a certificate to play the piano?
I just took the official exams for classical music. Uh-huh. I took a couple of them.
Okay, I understand.
When I was younger, but they expire apparently after 5 years, and I'd always use them to exempt myself from the piano test, because everyone has to take a piano test in musical, so I would use it in my undergrad to excuse me. But then when I came to UBC, I was like, gonna use my certificate, and it was expired, and I was like, oh god, I haven't practiced in such a long time.
Yeah. But your major is in saxophone, right?
Yeah.
Are we going to play Emotional Bangers on saxophone?
Oh, we should do, okay, you know what, maybe next week we can have saxophone solo feature episode where we play Emotional Bangers, but only ones with an epic saxophone.
Let's do that.
And I'll come play the solo.
Now you know the program for our next episode.
Yes.
So let's play Christina Perry's Jar of Hearts, and then we will take a short break, and we'll be right back with the Emotional Bangers.
Take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. And don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half a life, and now you you're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found. But I you are.
Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya. Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
This year, Christmas is coming early with 24 hours of student power. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM on Wednesday, December 7th for 24 hours of pure student radio, featuring special episodes from the Intersectionality Collective, Black Student Union, Astro Jazz, Unseated Airwaves, and Dog-Eared After Dark. Tune in on December 7th so you don't miss out on what all the cool kids are talking about.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to a fill-in show called Emotional Bangers. This is the third episode by your hosts, Bailey and Kerim. And we've just heard Christina Perry's Jar of Hearts.
Yes.
Another song that I learned from the radio that I brought up here. But yeah, this is the part where I bring up the songs that I that are related to the songs, movies, TV series, or books that I liked. And the next song that I have on my playlist is a rap song called Excursions by A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
And this is from a TV series. I heard this from a TV series called Station 11, which aired last year, and I think it was the best thing that I watched last year. It's based on a novel by a Canadian author, Emily St. John Mandel. And it's about a post-pandemic world, but describes the post-pandemic world in a very different way that I have seen in the other zombie movies, movies like Contagion. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think I've seen Contagion. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of zombies.
Kate Winslet was on and all kind of.
Yes.
But like.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Like, it was very similar to what we experienced in the COVID-19 pandemic. But
oh, I watched Contagion, like, right before COVID hit. It was weird.
Yeah, really? Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my God.
But yeah, in that one, the virus was much more deadlier. And, like, in this Station 11, there's also a respiratory disease widely spreading, and it's also very has a high mortality rate. But in the post-pandemic world, contrary to the other pieces of culture, it doesn't describe a world where people compete with each other for the resources and everything, which makes sense. Like, the population is severely downsized, and like, there is no need to compete. But you, it also shows a group of people where they support each other, like, and that's what helped them thrive. So that's the main thing I liked about it, like the way how they described it so differently. Cool. And this is a piece from that, Excursions by a Tribe Called Quest.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had status and before I had a pager, you could find the abstract, listening to hip-hop. My pops used to say it reminded him of bebop. I said, well, daddy, don't you know that things go in cycles? Way the Bobby Brown is just amping like Michael. It's all expected, things are for the looking. If you got the money, Quest is for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get with the fly mode. Still got room on the truckload of black gold. Listen to the rhyme to get a mental picture of this black man, black woman picture. Why do I say that? Cause I gotta speak the truth, man. Doing what we feel for the music is the proof. And planet on the ground, the act is so together. Bonafide strong, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the Jazz is delivering each year an LP filled with street goods. You can find it on your rack in your record store. If you get the record, say your thoughts are adored and appreciated. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Dishing out the plastic, do the dance till you're spastic. If you diss, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make gravy. If it moves your booty, then shake, shake it, baby. All the way to Africa, aka the motherland. Stick out the left, then I'll ask for the other hand. That's the right hand, black man. Only if you are noted as my man. If I get the credit, then I think I deserve it. If you fake news, don't fix your mouth to word it. Get in the zone of positivity, not negativity. Cause we gotta strive for longevity. If you buy Chuck, what's in that? What? A pair of Nike size 10 and a half.
Come on.
Of the rocks, musically the quest is on the rise. We own these excursions, so you must realize that continually I'll pop my Zulu. If you don't like it, get off the Zulu tip. So what can you do in the times which exist? You can't fake moves on your brother or your sis, but if your sis is a brother is a jerk, leave them both alone and continue with your work. Whatever it may be in today's society, everything is fair, at least that's how it seems to me. You must be honest and true to the next. Don't be phony and expect one not to flex. Especially if you rhyme, you have to live by the pen. Your man is your man, then treat him like your friend. All it is the code of the streets. So listen to the knowledge being dropped over beats. Beats that are hard, beats that are funky. It could get you hooked like a crackhead junkie. What you gotta do is know the tribe is in the sphere. The abstract poet prominent like Shakespeare.
Edgar Allan Poe.
We don't stop.
Welcome back, everyone.
We're back.
We are back, yeah. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Emotional Bangers Episode 3 by your hosts, Bailey and Karim. We've just heard Excursions by A Tribe Called Quest. Sick. It was from a TV show that I really like, and during this break between songs, we will ask what TV shows does Bailey like.
Okay. I mean, it's been a while since I've, like, sat down and watched a movie or a TV show. Uh-huh. But watching The Detectives, I was saying, I like mm-hmm. that movie. Mm-hmm. Any romance movie or show that's, like, kind of silly but not necessarily a rom-com, mm-hmm. I enjoy. I also liked Candy, which is kind of like a dramatic romance with mm-hmm. Heath Ledger. It's a good movie. But these are all like kind of old movies.
Is that kind of a type that you like? Like not specifically named?
Yeah, I feel like these ones are maybe like a little bit similar in that they're like indie romance movies. Mm-hmm.
Candy and Watching the Detective.
Yeah, but okay, let me think about TV. What have I watched TV? There's this like post-apocalyptic show called The 100 that I watched.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I liked that, but I watched that a long time ago.
Yeah, like I don't think I watched the last one or two seasons because like
me neither.
It started perfect.
It was
like,
so
the
good
first,
in the beginning.
First season was amazing. First yeah. two seasons,
and then but it kind of like, got a little.
Yeah, like yeah. I don't like this part is going to be a spoiler.
Okay. going yes. to contain spoiler alert. Yep.
But do you remember the part where they were going to attack Mount Weather?
Yeah.
I really waited so hard for that attack to happen, but in the end, it did not. Like that was a huge disappointment. Such a buzzkill.
Yeah, and they dragged it out.
Yeah,
I saw. Honestly, I stopped being interesting after that. But I really liked the arc with the King uh-huh. Rowan. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I liked that whole thing where they like yeah. had to like fight to the death. I wish he didn't. Yeah. Spoiler alert again. But I wish they didn't kill him.
Yeah.
I stopped watching after that. I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Like it was really good in the way that it like it just killed off the character that you
yeah.
really like.
They killed everybody.
Yeah. Like, what was that guy? Fillion in the first episode? Something with an F. The guy that...
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember the name.
Anyway, like, I don't remember him, but he turned out to be a really
Finn.
Bad one. Finn. Yes, yeah. Finn. But he turned out to be really, like, he went crazy and shoot a bunch of earthlings.
That was messed
like,
up.
That was massacre. Like,
anyway, I was mad about that.
Anyway, like, that I mean, he died at that point for me.
Yeah.
Same. That's a form of killing a character.
I always knew something. I never liked him fully. I always knew something was up.
Yeah.
I watched that a while ago now, I guess.
Yeah, it has been a while for me too. Like, if I wanted to just go ahead and watch the last two seasons, I would have needed a really thorough recap.
Yeah, same.
Nice.
But yeah, like for music and movies that I like, this movie Legend with Tom Hardy has mm-hmm. some good movie music. They do like some like Ricky Nelson, Willie Nelson. What's the name? The classic country song.
Willie Nelson.
They do like some of his stuff, but it's mm-hmm. done by this singer called Duffy, and she has such a good job. And she's an amazing singer. They do Make the World Go Away, mm-hmm. and it's a really wonderful cover. Okay. I like it. But yeah, that's
sounds really nice. Like I'm going through the synopsis of the movie that you are mentioning, and they seem really interesting.
Yeah.
Before moving on, I have one more song to play from one of my favorite TV shows, Station 11, and it's called United We Stand.
Okay, this one I don't think I've heard.
It's a really old song, like 1970s or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Brotherhood of Man, like this song actually was on the final episode of that TV series, spoiler alert again. And it's like the essence of the TV series, like United We Stand. It goes United We Stand, Divided We Fall. And it will go on like that. Like this is the song that describes the whole TV series for me. And apparently, as it turned out from my Spotify Wrapped, which came out this week.
Oh, you got the Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, this is my favorite. Sorry, this is the song that I played the most times this year.
Dang, okay.
So
okay.
Let's play one more time, this time on the radio.
There's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our back should ever be against the wall, we'll be
Hello everyone, that was United We Stand by Brotherhood of Man, and we will now take a short break. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we will be right back after this.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria.
So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Emotional Bangers by Bailey and Kerim.
Yes. So, okay. Next song is a special request from my mom. So, shout out to my mom. If she's listening right now, I think she is. But, yeah, this song, it's originally a Bee Gees song, but this is a cover by two Canadian artists, Bobby Bazzini from Quebec and Serena Ryder. Grew up in Ontario, so... Okay. She sent me this, and yeah, I like the Bee Gees. Do you like? Do you listen to the Bee Gees ever?
Not really, no. Okay. But yeah.
Stay in love. Anyways.
Of course, I know Stay in Love.
How deep is your love? How deep? And then what else? Yeah. I don't think I know any other Bee Gees song.
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
Anyways, yeah, this is a request from my mom.
Yes, this is for you, Bailey's mom. To Love Somebody by Bobby Bazzini and Serena Ryder.
There's a light, certain kind of light, never shone on me. And I want my life to be lived with you.
You see what
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Emotional Bangers by your hosts, Bailey and Karim. Yes. We've just heard To Love Somebody by Bobby Bazzini and Serena Ryder. It was a request by Bailey's mom.
Yes, thank you, mom.
Thank you for the great song.
She just messaged me, too. She sent some fun facts. Well, maybe these aren't fun facts, but she said that the Bee Gees wrote it for Otis Redding, actually.
Mm.
And before Otis Redding could record it, he died in a plane crash.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting fact about the song. It is. And then she also said Otis Redding wrote and recorded Sitting on the Dock of the Bay shortly before he died.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
But that's also a good song.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. That was an emotional banger. Yep. It's like an acoustic emotional banger.
Mm-hmm. It's like you said, it's a country song. I like country music.
Okay. Me too.
Maybe we can put up some in the later episode, some country emotional bangers. I don't know if a country music can have banger beats, but
some do. I don't know. I don't know.
I have to dig through.
Have to do some research.
I have a playlist of country and folk music, but I have to dig through that.
Yeah.
So yeah, but my next song is a blues song, actually. I said jazz, but I double-checked, and it's blues.
Okay, I mean,
it's by Tom Waits, and it's called Ruby's Arms. And the way I found out about this song was when I was listening to an interview by a Nobel laureate. He won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 2017. His name is Kazuo Ishiguro. He's a Japanese. You know him?
Yes, Claire and the Sun.
Yes, Claire
like
and the
Sun. It's
such
a good book.
It was, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed
you
reading
did?
That book.
You did? Me too. Have you read any other books of him?
No, but I want to read Never Let Me Go.
I highly recommend. I cannot recommend this enough. Please read it and we can
I'm
talk
really
about
excited.
It. I never met anyone who read that book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant to buy it the last time I was at the bookstore, but I didn't like the cover that one had, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to a new bookstore someday. Maybe I'll read it over the winter break.
Okay, yeah.
But
it's a great book.
Claire and the Sun was an amazing read.
Yeah, I love the Claire and the Sun. Like, it definitely worth the wait for like several years of waiting for his books. So it was really good. It was really good.
Okay, wait, but what were you saying?
Oh yeah, this next song is Ruby's Arms, and like Kazuo Ishiguro, he said in his several interviews that he's influenced by the songs that he listens to throughout the writing process.
Oh.
So this affected him while he was writing his, I think, most well-known book, The Remains of the Day. And The Remains of the Day is about a butler who worked in a mansion in England. And his boss, his first boss, is a man who is heavily influencing the British politics between World War I and World War II. And he makes, I mean, I wouldn't call it wrong decisions, because like he really goes deep into the relationships with the German Nazi Party, claiming that he's doing it for the German people because they suffered a lot after the Versailles Treaty, which had truly heavy conditions for the losing part of the World War One and like the Surs Treaty. But anyways, like he supports the German Nazi Party, and the butler supports his boss because he's so faithful, so like how do you call it? So loyal to his boss. And throughout all of the book, he tries to justify his loyalty to his boss, who is doing this bad thing. But Kazuo Ishiguro says when he was nearing to the end of the book, he realized he needs a turning point. Like he needs, something is missing in the book. And he listens to this song, Ruby's Arms. And in this song, it is not related to a similar thing, but it's a story, a man leaving his lover, like the woman he loves. And after he leaves the home in the song, he realizes what he's going to miss, what he's losing. And that realization makes Kazuo Ishiguro think that, okay, what is missing in my book is a realization. He needs to realize what he's doing. So at that point, he writes the part where the butler starts to question the actions that his boss made. And that's how a song influenced a Nobel-winning author.
Cool.
And I highly recommend, and I think Bailey will join me in recommending Kazuo Ishiguro's books. They're really great.
Now I want to read that one, but...
Yeah, like...
Both.
I read several other books, like... you know, you must have realized in Clara and the Sun, most of his books are about memory, about the main character nearing the end of their lives. And then they recall what they did in the life, and they question whether they were right or wrong.
It's really interesting. That was a lot of the symphonies we were studying towards the end of the course. Mm-hmm. Also were like the composers were exploring like the protagonist or like a hero's journey towards the end of their life or death, and like recounting memories of like their life. Was like, is life worth living? Like, did I like, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember like One Piece on your show this Tuesday. You played and you were saying like, when the death is nearing and we are nearing to the end of our show.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Wait, did I say that?
Yeah, you
I'm
said
a genius.
That. And, yeah, you are. And I'm quoting you right now because we are also nearing the end of our show.
Oh,
today.
I think I remember. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear Ruby's Arms by Tom Waits.
I will leave turning blue now. Hold on to your pillowcase. There's nothing I can do now.
The part where he said, "I'll never kiss your lips again."
No.
Yeah, that's the part he realized he's losing. So
R.I.P.
Yeah, I.
So emotional.
Yeah, this is a very sad song, and we are nearing the end of our time. And just like the song that I'm going to play next, it hurts to say goodbye because I had some other songs that I wanted to play. But it's fine. It's fine.
It hurts to say goodbye.
Yes. next song that I'm going to play is It Hurts to Say Goodbye by Vera Lynn. And this will be the end of our show.
And we'll say goodbye.
Yes, we'll say goodbye. After the song or before the song? Let's not delay. Let's not make it any harder. Okay. This will be the last song of our show. Have a nice week, everyone. Tomorrow is Monday. Remember, the toughest day of the week. But remember, Monday is not a weekend. It's weekend. Goodbye from CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with It Hurts to Say Goodbye.
Take me in your arms and hold me tight. Tell me that your love is mine tonight. Say that everything will turn out right. It hurts to say goodbye. Let me know the thrill of your embrace.
time cannot erase, while I kiss the teardrops from your face, it hurts to say goodbye. Back with you, my love, till then it hurts to say goodbye.